Well, for months, Melbourne's mayor has been trying to bring attention to the environmental effects of data centres. In February, the City of Melbourne passed a motion to advocate for mandatory sustainability standards and transparent monitoring of the developments. Now, the mayor wants other major cities around the world, from New York to Paris, London to Tokyo, to join forces and address the rise of data centres. Nicholas Rees is the Lord Mayor of Melbourne and is the Vice Chair of the C40 network of mayors around the world focused on climate change and joins me now. Lord Mayor, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Morning, Sally. Great to be with you and the listeners.
Australia is experiencing an extraordinary boom in data centres. Do you see this as an opportunity or a cause for concern?
Look, I see it as both, Sally. I do think that data centres will represent essential infrastructure for Australia in the 21st century. Cloud computing through to AI, the applications are extraordinary and there are many benefits there. But I also think there's a note of caution that importantly needs to be sounded here. We need to get the rollout of data centres right in this country. We have, huge potential for renewable power to power this country, and the rollout of data centres represents an opportunity to actually drive more investment in those renewables, but we're not seeing that at the level we would like to see at the moment. What we're currently seeing is a data centre investment rush in Australia, which is going to add huge demand to Australia's energy needs. AEMO expects in a few short years it will account for 10% of all the power consumed in Australia. To put that in perspective for listeners, it's the equivalent of every household in Victoria. Now, if all that new power consumption is not coming from renewables, then Australia is going to struggle to meet its emission reduction targets. And in our rush to become a smart country, smart cities, we will not be very smart at all. We will see what's happening in the US happening here, where the closure of coal-fired power stations is to be deferred or in some cases recommissioned to generate the power needed for these energy-hungry data centres.
What sort of say does local government have in Victoria over data centres? We know in New South Wales, local government has been surpassed by the state government in the approval process. Do you have a say in Victoria?
Look, it's been a similar situation in Victoria. So we absolutely think communities deserve to have a voice in decisions that affect them. That's a very basic principle in our democracy. But at the moment, because investment centres are being categorised as major investments, the state is essentially overriding local government and cities when these matters are considered through the planning system. And so we think that we are seeing data centres go in the wrong locations, in urban environments where you have these huge warehouses with large security fences around them and being located in neighbourhoods where it's just not appropriate. And again, driving up local power prices, having significant negative environmental consequences, when if we have the right frameworks in place that, for example, require that the power must be from renewable sources, we have sustainable water management plans in place, and we could drive investment in these positive things for Australia and actually get a positive outcome, not a negative outcome.
How can we be part of the future if we don't have these data centres to power AI, which is inevitable now, the role of AI in the economy?
I think we can have both, Sally. I do agree that data centres are essential infrastructure and, Australia wants to remain at the forefront of, this technology revolution that is underway, but it is not beyond the capability of Australia and our political leaders, and I include myself in this, to ensure that we have the right framework place so that as the investment in new data centres is occurring, we're seeing a concurrent investment in renewable power and sustainable water infrastructure. We are seeing this happen. Companies like Microsoft have made a major new investment in renewable power in Australia. We want to see a lot more of that, but we're not seeing it at the moment. In Melbourne, we've people complaining in recent days about a diesel generators are being fired up at night time to provide power for data centers. We shouldn't have data centers running on diesel generators. They should be using batteries, which are fed by renewables. And if we can do that, we can actually get a win-win where we're investing in more renewable power for solar, we're investing in more batteries to manage that peak load, and we're also winning, the IT race of the 21st century.
Just finally, on a separate issue, earlier this week, Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen called out advertising directed at her, including the slogan, Ditch the Witch. What do you make of this message being driven around your city?
Oh, look, I think it's pretty disgraceful. I don't think that's the sort of thing we want to see on streets of Melbourne or anywhere in Australia. I'm all for robust political debate, but, the idea of ditch the witch, it's gender-laden. People talk about burning witches at stakes, that sort of thing. I mean, that is misogynistic language. And we can do better, Australia. We can have robust political debates, but, you don't need to get down in the gutter with that stuff.
Nicholas Reeser, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much, Sally.